Blog Talk Radio.
Mountain looked small, couldn't wait till I had it all. Closer I get, the more distant I feel, the more I thought I had, the less it all seemed real. Suddenly I found the only thing for me that counts, and I can't imagine my life without you. Once in a lifetime, find a love you know is real. Once in a lifetime, find something that makes your soul bleed. Once in a lifetime, find a friendship that's worth the wait. And once in a lifetime, you find joy you can't replace. I used to think that it was the trophies on my wall. Thought if I'd won, then I'd have it all. And I couldn't wait till everybody knew my name. I had my own ideas of fame. Closer I get, the more distant I feel. The more that I thought I had, the less it all seemed real. And suddenly I found the only thing for me that counts. I can't imagine my life without you. Once in a lifetime, you find a love you can't let go. And once in a lifetime, you find the purpose to live on. Once in a lifetime, you find the meaning of your dreams. And once in a lifetime, you find the one who gives life meaning. Once in a lifetime, you find the love you know is real. Oh, once in a lifetime, you find something that makes your soul live. Once in a lifetime, you find a friendship that's worth the wait. You find joy you can't replace. Oh, once in a lifetime, I found the best thing I know. Once in a lifetime, there's no sign of letting go. Once in a lifetime, I wouldn't change a single thing. Once in a lifetime, you make my whole world sing. I know what I found is true. Though I've searched in every place to find the thing that makes life complete, now I know, Lord, that thing is you.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Men of Faith in Action Radio Show. This is your boy, Justify. My co-host Cocaine will be in the building shortly in the studio laying down some vocals, but he will be calling in and joining his faith with mine as we do every Sunday right here on Die For Radio with the Men of Faith in Action Radio Show. We just going to keep y'all moving with a little bit of music right now, so I'm going to slide into this R. Kelly, You Save Me. We'll be back with a whole lot more.
I was riding in my car one day, in the express lane, rolling on the freeway. And suddenly the phone rings, and I reached down beside me. Then I looked on the floor, felt on the back seat. See, I was drinking while I was driving, never thinking about what I was doing. I turned around, and before I knew it, here comes this truck now. The doctor said, I don't think he's gonna make it. Family said, make the funeral arrangements. Unplugged the machine, he's gone now. Then told my wife to be strong now. Then the small boy said unto me, he could promise to stop drinking. Surrendered on that day, and now for 10 years I've been straight.
You saved me, oh, you saved me, you saved me. You saved me, oh, you saved me.
Sitting in this chair, waiting on the phone to ring, praying up to God that someone would call me with a job opening. Cause it's been so hard for me, month to month,
so hard,
struggling to eat. But still there was no answer,
no answer.
I stopped believing in his word and got so mad at him. And when somebody say God's good, I just laugh at him. Oh,
in the nick of time, his blessing rains on me.
Life great, the phone ring. A lady said, we're hiring. And that's when I knew
you saved me.
Yeah.
You saved me. You saved me.
You saved me.
Thank you, Jesus. Gave me a second chance.
Second chance. Oh,
you saved me.
Oh,
you saved me.
Oh, no.
You saved me.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I was 18 out there on the block selling drugs. With a gun at my waist, and for people I had no love. See, the streets was my home, and family and friends were gone. Had no one to trust, and deep inside I was all alone. And then I deal with that one day, and it was enough to cause me. I was shot 4 times, and before I knew it, I was on my knees.
Pushing up my body, my heart beat. Oh, what
I'ma
do, I don't think I'm gonna
land. Then I begin to flashback on the things I've done in my past.
Then I heard a voice that said to me, I'll give you peace if you believe.
I accepted Christ that day, hallelujah, now I'm free.
You saved me,
saved me.
You saved me,
saved me.
You saved me,
oh.
You saved me,
yeah. A grocery store with a pain in my chest, and I'm wondering where did it come from.
I got tested
and the results came back, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. I cannot believe it, so I called up my mama to calm my nerves. She got down on her knees. She said a prayer for me to just keep on thanking Jesus. He'll give you all you need. That was 5 years ago. Don't have that pain no
thank
more.
Doc
says you can go
thank
home,
Jesus.
Cause all your cancer
you saved me.
Let it
save
me.
You saved me.
No,
you
no,
won't
save
me.
And I'm so
you
glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad.
You saved
you
me.
Saved
you saved me.
Just when I was going
you
left.
When I was going left.
Without you,
you turned me right.
Me up one night,
though
you saw me.
left alone, but never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out.
If you don't see what he sees, you can't help but to throw me. He's resting on me. I'm his choice. After his heart, the unveiling is done now. So don't count me out. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and making me. He's building me and shaping me. A king is being born right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out when you don't see what he sees. Can't tell but his glory is resting on me. I'm his choice. I'm after his heart. The unveiling is done now. So don't
I'm not afraid to judge to defeat. There's judge to decree. See, it's my destiny. There's a king in me. The lion's to defeat. There's judge to decree. It's my destiny. Don't count.
Yes, yes, Mafia Radio is back. That was R. Kelly, Would You Save Me, followed up by Marvin Sapp with Don't Count Me Out. It's a beautiful day out here in sunny California, and it's always a blessing to be here on Mafia Radio. Today we will have a special guest coming through to share some testimony with us and let us know all the great things that he's done in this music industry and how he couldn't have done any of it if it weren't God for him. Our guest DJ DMD will be in the building with us shortly, as well as my co-host Cocaine will be coming on the line. So what we're going to do right now is just keep it with a little bit more music till our special guest get in the building, until Cocaine check in on the line with us. We're going to keep it moving. And if you are listening online and you want to join the conversation, you could call us at 646-200-4945. And we're allowed to bring you in. I'm going to play a little bit of Justified, do a tribute to my mama. I was thinking about my mama today. So I'm going to play this All I Ever Wanted featuring Bo Rock from the Dove Shack. Let's go.
To make up for the things I did to her as a child. Not listening, disobedience. Those are the ingredients to getting off track. Wishing I could go back, mama. Sorry for causing so much drama in my attitude. You would say, son, I just wanna do what's best for you. Doing what I wanted to. Had me running with the crew. Never understanding what all of this did to you. Mama, I know you prayed that I would make it out. You gave me good directions, but I took another route. Streets are so appealing, such a good feeling. Being accepted by my peers, hanging out and chilling. Impressionable and willing, had me out stealing. Even had a few sacks, I was after dealing. Mama, you know you raised me right. No test or testimony, daddy told me right. But it wasn't child abuse, spread a rod for the child. That's how we felt about it. Directions from the Bible, every day we read about it. Family prayer in a circle, we was holding hands. My daddy gave the perfect example of how to be a man. Went to work and kept the lights on. Took the Selector game, HBO the fight zone. TV set in every room and I have my own space. Computers in the house, way before my space. Stereo and VCR, our family had two cars. Only kid in my class that been overseas before. Daddy gave us a good life. The way he treated mama showed me how to love my wife. I thank God for the pops I got and all the good game he taught. Short, you was there for me. I know I used to run away and keep you up all night. Must have been praying for me that I'd be alright. Used to be on honor roll, sixth grade felony. Never thought you'd see me pleading to a felony. Little light sitting at me seeking for repentance. Just a boy in the hood who chose to be admitted. Thankful God wasn't finished. Still had work to do. Wouldn't put nothing on us that faith couldn't pull us through. That's what my daddy say, and even to this day, I feel the love over the phone 1,000 miles away. I'm just a few smiles away from hearing the words I pray one day, cause I can hear him say, son, I'm proud of you, glad you turned your life around. I was lost, but look at this life I found.
Yeah. We were really 2 seconds about to go to that key club, and we just didn't go at all. So praise God. And I hope, you know, for those that, you know, went through that incident, and, you know, I hope God is just, you know, protect those people, that the innocent people that got shot. So, but on the other note, you know, praise God, even though we're hearing horrible things all over the world, we still get up and praise God every single day. And we come to this gathering on Sunday, you know what I'm saying, to let everybody know that God does work and he does protect and he does lead the way. So, you know, without no further ado, Justify, not to jabber jaw so much, but just to share that testimony, God is so good. And that's why I got up this morning just praised him, feeling extra good. You dig?
Yeah, I want to speak on that because, you know, I was with you, you know, all day yesterday, and you know what I mean? Like you say, you get feelings of, you know, the Spirit will talk to you, you know what I mean? You didn't want to blame it on him, and I'm going to blame it on him. And my thing was, it wasn't that. Something just told me it's time to go home and get your daughters, you know what I mean? Yeah, I did your thing, you know what I mean? You handled your business, go get your daughters, you feel me? So, you know, yeah. I made my way on up the hill, and it was a good thing that I did because I, you know, called my stepdaughter on the way up and was like, hey, I'm coming out of L.A. I'm going to push back up. The girl's all right. And she's like, yeah, you want to come get him because my dude came over and I don't want him to sleep on the couch. I ain't trying to put the business out there, but it was like, you know what I mean? I was supposed to be up the hill to get my daughters to come home to where they could sleep how they're accustomed to sleeping. You know what I'm saying? And not, you know, be, you know, like I said, it was just a blessing, man. And glad you, because when Lansky told me this morning, y'all, the time y'all got in, I was like, that's early for a buddy boy night, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, share that, you know, reason being is just, you know, is moving. Because I knew, you know, when we wiggle, man, and we out there pushing the line and doing what we do. And, you know, sometimes we up, you know, all night getting out there connecting dots. But, you know, I think I shook what, around 9. I think I made it back home about 10:30, 11, picked the girls up and, you know, came home and did my daddy duties with them and got ready for the show I did today at the Super Show. Great crowd. I got to perform the new single, Blessed, in front of a great audience out at the first annual Super Show at the Maverick Stadium in Atlanta. So, God's blessings is all over the place. But we got a special guest that's in the building with us today, Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Been putting it down, you know, in this music industry for a long time, getting his grind on, and he wants to come on and talk with us about, you know, how God has impacted his life and the things that he's doing.
Yes, sir, man. I'm excited about today's show. You know, it's going to be something to give testimony. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. It's, you know, this is our job description. But who we are is children of the Most High. And, you know, this is something that on a consistent basis we continue to do and stay encouraged. You know, some people are encouraged by smoking the best pot or getting the biggest money. You know, those things are called stuff. But, you know, stuff will not ensure your family being protected or you getting to heaven. And at the end of the day, what we want to do is continue to encourage everybody that there is no greater love than no one another lay down for a friend. And the Lord laid down his life for us. So we stay encouraged about continuing to spread the good news out there because that's what it's about. It's about the love that he laid down his life for. He loved us so much that the Lord, you know, our Father gave his only begotten Son up. So that way we can be really bridged and he can intercede on all of our behalf to do the right things in life. So, you know, blessed are the peacemakers and the prophets and the Lord Yahshua, for he will return one day. But in the meantime, before his return, we want to continue to praise him, whether we rapping, singing, producing, well, whatever it is, you know, we just want to continue to say that's secondary to our Father in heaven.
That's the business. But with no further ado, I want to bring on our special guest, DJ DMD. How you doing, DJ DMD?
Bro.
You on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's Mafia Radio.
Wow. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
can
sir.
Y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wow. Is this Brother Jerry Long?
Yes, it is, brother.
Man, wow. I mean, I'm over here tripping, man. I'm over here smiling from ear to ear, dude. This Cocaine on the line?
Yes, sir, brother. How you doing? Been a minute. God bless you, brother.
I mean, bless you too, man. You have literally made, when I got the email from my brother Todd, when he put the name Justified in Cocaine, I'm like, this can't be cocaine. Not cocaine. From the West Coast.
Man, God is good. God is
yes,
good.
Yes, he is. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. God is doing some mighty things in the hearts of hip-hoppers, man.
Yes, he is, and it's the time, like it says in the, like, Ecclesiastics, it's a time, and God is waking up a nation to awareness, and people are just sick and tired. It's unrealistic. You know, it's a lot of illusions going out there feeding our youngsters, and for us to be here as survivors of certain issues and strongholds that God pulled down, it's just an indication that the Spirit is moving, because look how we talk.
Amen.
We were talking like this a long time ago, but see, it's a point in time and place for everything. And when God does his time, and he's on time all the time. So, you know, bless you, brother. God bless you and everything that you got going on. We really would love to hear, and I know our audience is going to be inspired by your testimony.
Well, amen. Thank you guys for allowing me to be here. What's up, Justified? Nice meeting you for the first time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been hearing, you know, some great things about you. You know, my boy, Dyer Lansky, he's a hip-hop librarian. He, like, got a mental log of just all the greatness that's come through this hip-hop format. And speaks very, you know, highly of you, reminded me and put me up on game of all the great things you did. So it's an honor, you know, to have you on Mafia Radio, because this is that place where we take people of influence, people that have... You know, I mean, first of all, the community and just the average Joe, that's the special guest, because we welcome them and their voice. But it's always a treat to have somebody that's known, you know, globally, you know, to come on and share their testimony when, you know, a lot of people think because we rap, we produce, we out here in this world, you know, they don't understand that we in the world, but we're really not of it. You know what I mean? And it haven't always been that way, because I was very much of it before, you feel me? But, God has a way of bringing his chosen ones out, you know, to accomplish his will. So I thank you for coming on the show and, you know, willing to share how he done what he did for you.
Amen. Well, for those who may not, is it all right for me to go straight up into it? I don't know if y'all playing music now or what.
Handle your business, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself to those that may not know who you are and what you've done. Go ahead and give us a brief rundown of the goodness God has blessed in your life.
Amen. Well, my name is Dory, DJ DMD, Dorsey. They call me DJ DMD. That's my professional name. I've been in music pretty much all my life since a kid. I'm from Port Arthur, Texas. We call it, the listeners might recognize that city as the land of the trill, courtesy of UGK, Bun B, and rest in peace, Pimp C. I'm from Port Arthur, and I kind of brought the hip-hop scene to Port Arthur back in the day, taught Pimp C how to make beats and everything, and I started making records on my own. In 1994, I got my first big break by producing and rapping on Underground King's second album, Super Tight, and that opened up the door for me, and I began putting out records on an independent label that I formed down here in Texas, and the first single was a song that featured the legendary DJ Screw from Houston. For those who may be who recognize that name, DJ Screw and the whole Screwed Up Click, and it opened up some more doors independently for me. It was a huge regional success, and then in 1998, me, Lil Kiki, and Fat Pat of the Screwed Up Click, we did a song called 25 Lighters on the Dresser, which became like a global underground sensation. They still sampling it and messing with it today. And it opened up a whole can of worms that I hadn't even been privy to being around, being from a little town in Port Arthur, Texas. Well, the song blew up. My album that it was on, 22PA Worldwide, blew up and made a real big noise for the region and for the Houston rap scene, and we garnered a major record deal. And from the success of that record, all kinds of dreams and achievements that we'd want to attain, all of that stuff, you know, we accomplished. And also in the process of all of that, I wasn't prepared to handle the success. So this was before I knew the Lord. I ran away from religion and spirituality and spiritual things all my life, pretty much. So I didn't know how to handle it, and I wind up wrecking my home. I wind up hurting a lot of people in the process, and I was headed down a path of destruction. And I put out two more albums independently after that record, and life just got like to be one big old party. And the Houston rap scene was starting to take off at the time, so it was just – the life was just full of craziness. I wound up divorcing my wife, leaving my family. And then around 2001, 2002, I started realizing that it was time for me to grow up, that I needed to change. I needed to learn how to be a man, because if I didn't, I knew I wouldn't be around. Right around that time, Pimp C was in jail. DJ Screw had passed. Fat Pat had passed, and a lot of the big Houston independent stars had fallen victim to the life, and I was literally headed in the same direction, drinking, smoking, partying, promiscuity, you name it, me and my crew was a part of it, and I knew I needed to change. So in 2002, I literally just walked away from the business. Left the big studio we built, left the record company, left a promising musical career, left my family and friends, and I just embarked on a journey to learn what it meant to be a man. I needed somebody to teach me how to be a man, and I didn't know where to start. So I wound up back in Houston, and I started re-communicating with my wife, who had, in our separation, she rededicated her life to Jesus. She was a Christian the whole time, but messing with me, I had her life and her walk all over the place, man. But she got it together during the time we were divorced. And when we started talking again, I noticed that she was completely different. And I realized I wanted some of that. Whatever it is she had, that's what I had been looking for my entire life. And a couple of months after talking to her, I asked her for a second chance, and she gave me a second chance. And it blew me away, because I put that woman through H-E-double-L. I put her through all kinds of craziness. But she gave me a second chance, and she said, this time, if you're going to be with us, you got to go to church. And I didn't know just how profound that was going to be. I thought I was going to be able to play my way around going to church and hearing the gospel or whatever. But for the very first time in my life, I realized I better follow my wife's promptings. So I agreed. I started going to church, and I finally heard the gospel presentation. In my entire life, I had never had somebody sit me down to tell me about what Jesus did on the cross for me. And I heard that for the first time during that season, and it convicted me. So in April 18, 2003, like a month or two after we reconciled, I decided to go whole hog and give my life to Christ, and to give Jesus Christ a chance to run my life. And it's been on and popping ever since. I got baptized, and I started learning what it meant to be a Jesus follower for myself, and got into the Word of God, and in the process decided I was going to put the music business and my dream of making music, I was going to put that on hold. So I put everything to the side. I left the music business. I stopped thinking about music altogether, and I concentrated on learning what the Word of God said and how to let it affect my life. And I watched as God taught me by way of His Spirit and His Word how to apply those principles to my life. And it ultimately has taught me, is teaching me how to be a better husband, how to be a better father, because we have two kids together. I have, we reconciled and got remarried. We moved to Houston and began going to our church full time out here. And I just learned what it meant to be a servant, learned what it meant to be a productive, effective human being in the earth, started changing how I feel about all kinds of things that I had previously thought were cool. Rap records and street dudes had given me wisdom, quote unquote wisdom, all my life growing up. But now I was getting the Holy Spirit's wisdom, and I was getting the Word of God, wisdom from the Word of God, and it was changing my life. I became a better person, a better son, a better friend. And before I knew it, 7 years had passed, and it was 2010. I realized that God had changed my entire life. Everything that I wanted to be growing up, everything that I wanted to know on how to be a real man in the earth, it was sitting in a book. It was sitting in a relationship with Christ the whole time, and I was running from it. And 7 years into it, I realized after some prayer and some praise, because God rebuilt my life, y'all. He applying the Word of God to my life, building a relationship with Jesus Christ for myself, taught me how to be a better money manager, taught me how to be a better steward over all the gifts that God has bestowed upon me. And I watched it rebuild my life. And I built the family that I always wanted to have, I now have, as a result of cultivating a relationship with Christ. So in 2010, like I said, after some prayer and some praise, I felt led to my closet full of my master tapes from all my old albums that I did in Texas. And I felt the Holy Spirit giving me an unction to consider getting back into the business, doing Christian rap this time. And it was a scary moment because I felt led to redo the 25 Lighter song and flip it for the Kingdom. And that was a real big step of faith for me, because that song is literally adored by millions all over the globe. And I was like, well, people are going to laugh at me. People are going to call me all kind of names for playing with that song. But I finally mustered up the courage to begin the process to putting it together. I started a company, wound up spending 14 months just working on that one project, because I was so hesitant to do it. But along the way, God kept prompting me and pushing me forward to I eventually completed it and built some great relationships with some Christian artists here in Houston in the process, and started to wrap my head around the current state of the music business, because I had left the business completely for, what, from 2002 up to 2010. I didn't listen to anything except maybe Christian rap, maybe within the last 5 or 6 years, I stumbled on good Christian rap. And so I didn't know, I didn't know where God was going to take me. I'm still walking it out, but I eventually put out 25 Bibles on my dresser in 2012. And after putting it on the market, I didn't know what to expect, but God has done wonderful things through that record for me, for my family, and for the multitudes of people who've supported and heard the song. The testimonies from it have been amazing, and in the process, God got me on the mission field, just running around doing ministry at different places, prisons, schools, talking to kids, trying to reverse the damage that my first song, I believe, caused. I want to be a part of the new generation of hip-hoppers that are interested in speaking life over hip-hop beats. So now I'm on a mission to do that, and to find people like Cocaine, Brother Jerry Long, a part of this movement as well, is another confirmation step that I'm going in the right direction. Hip-hop has been long heavily influenced by the wrong spirits, and now it seems like God is working in the hearts of hip-hoppers to strengthen us and to empower us to go back and create an alternative so that people have a choice to whether to continue to bombard their own brains with death or life. And I just want to be a part of the life-bringing movement here in hip-hop, and that's why I'm here today, and I'm so honored to be here to share my story. And now I'm on a mission to reverse, tell everybody it's not 25 lighters on the dresser no more. Now it's about 25 Bibles, because getting saved is the most important decision a person can make. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen
Well, what we going to do is, you know what I'm saying, you just spoke it up so heavy. I'm over here just anxious, you know what I'm saying, to check it out. Hey, Coke, we're going to go on and go into this 25 Bibles by DJ DMD, and we're going to come back. We got some callers on the line that got their hands up and want to say something. So we're going to go into this 25 Bibles, brand new. You're hearing it here on Mafia Radio.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
So real. Going back to the future, y'all. Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMD, I'm back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles, to get us like a billion, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized a classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, smashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God and repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends, I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
Love it, man.
You to the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop man gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. This ain't Picker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved.
Love it, man.
That's how we do it. DMB, Young Bizzle, King Jesus, Third Coast.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real.
So real.
Yes, sir. That was DJ DMD with 25 Bibles. That is off the chain right there. Check that out. If you just now tuned in, we've been on the line with DJ DMD. He's chilling with me and my big bro Cocaine right here on Mafia Radio. If you're listening online and you want to call in and join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. Call in and press that one button and we'll bring you on. Right now, this 909 has been holding with us for a minute and has something they want to say. 909, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine. Did you hear that track right there? What you think about that?
Oh, yeah, that was nice, man. That was nice. That was some smooth music, man. I'm calling in. I'm on Via Pomona, man. I wanted to speak with Cocaine, man. I had a special request. Cocaine, is he available?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Just we invited our brother up here. God bless you. DMD on the line, legendary DMD from Texas. And how you doing, brother? God bless you in the land of P-Town.
Okay, okay. Yeah, man. I was trying to make a connection, man. Cocaine, I was trying to get you to link up with a friend of mine by the name of Chris CeeLo. He going through some things, man, and I was hoping you can help me help him out, man, because he's going through some of the similar things that you've been through, and I see the progress that you're making right now, man. And I need to make a link, man, before he go down. I want to help somebody to help him help bring him back up, man.
Okay, brother.
Crashed.
Just after the program, just you got Twitter?
You know what? I don't, brother. I ain't too in tune with none of this stuff. I came over here to talk to my neighbor. And he was like, man, listen to this. And I took a listen to your show, man, and I'm enjoying it right now.
Okay, I don't know how, but
he can contact me after the show. I'll give out my line, and then we can connect the dots because we definitely believe in interventions, you know, here at Mafia Radio. And if, you know, there's something that, you know, can be spoken to his life, you know what I'm saying, to help him where he's at and bring him where he wants to be, you know,
amen.
Mafia, that's what we do. So you can write this number down, man. It's 760-508. Yes, sir.
508-3194.
That's
560-508-3194. Yes, 760-508-3194. Okay, for sure. I'll link up. So, what time is the show over?
We go off at 4 p.m. Just, you know, give us a jingle. If we don't pick up, just leave a message. But we'll definitely reach out to you and see what you need us to do to be able to help your friend get out of what they in.
All right. This is short, man. Via Angelo's. Come on, man. I'll link up.
Oh, God bless
thank,
you, peace.
Thank you, guys, man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I'm a blessed one.
Cracking, man. This is what I like right here, man.
Amen.
Y'all do y'all thing, man.
Hey, God does his thing. You never know, you know how he gonna throw it. You feel me? And we're glad that this is a place. You know what I mean? That people feel comfortable enough to say, "Hey, man, these brothers is, you know, really doing something, and their testimonies is changing lives. And I got somebody's life that needs to be changed, and we want to bring them to the Mafia." So that's big, right there, Coke.
Yeah, it is.
That's absolutely right, brother. It's all about God every day, single day. You know, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the evening. It's always been about God. And to hear that song from you, Brother DMD, it's amazing what God does when he touches your life.
Amen.
And for us to go through the whole revelation of our own personal process that when God break those yokes, brother, you're not only just more encouraged to go ahead and tell your testimony, but you more so want to do it by action. And see, that's what God needs. He's waking up folks in the hip-hop community to let them know that, hey, okay, we go through these things, but incorporate a balance. You put God into everything that you do, and you put the Lord Yeshua to intercede on your behalf. That's what it's about, because you realize is that we as a race, especially a black race, is dying at a rapid rate, and it's time for us to go ahead and interject love, the love of God again, because that's what it's about. You know, God love can really heal a lot of situations. I mean, it's incomprehensible to our own understanding, but when he touched your life, and it don't matter what creed or color you are, you know, we are all on this planet Earth together, and like I said before, you know, an apple tree is different from a peach tree, it's different from a plum tree, but it grows from one earth, and that earth is a representation of God. You know what I'm saying? It's just natural in nature, and you know, for us to be able to fellowship on this phone like this, Brother DMD, and to go through these things where, you know, the parties and the drugs and the this and, you know, I call that stuff. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to be here by grace.
Well, you know what? Can I interject? The reason why I was so taken aback about hearing cocaine on the line, especially for anybody listening, down here in Texas, the whole West Coast scene was huge back in the day. I mean, you ran with Ruthless. You ran with Cold 7. You ran with all the dudes that we idolized growing up. I mean, I used to study you guys' records like crazy to learn how to produce beats and make good quality rap songs straight up. You were actually the favorite. And I'm just telling you, Brother Jerry, I ain't trying to take you back too far, but one of the artists that we signed pretty much idolized you. And he wanted to be the South Cocaine, real talk.
Wow.
And, to hear you now, I mean, when I get ready to go back and start telling people, man, Cocaine is a man of God right now. I mean, wow. That's awesome.
Oh,
and,
man, God is good. And see, we were touching on some things back then that we did not understand, and you know,
I mean, we were sinners. We didn't know no better. Real talk. Well, without Jesus, your light, your understanding is darkened. That's what the Word of God says, and I'm not excusing any of that stuff that we did, because there's people out there who are still in that darkness as well. But thank God for Jesus and His blood and the cross and the gospel, which illuminates your understanding and shows us the error of our ways, and now we're doing what we're doing to try to be a light in a dark world. And the world is as dark as it is. It needs as many lights as possible shining. And like you said, an apple is an apple, a peach is a peach. I want to talk to anybody listening right now. God, I mean, you may have a thing about wanting to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior because of all kinds of crazy stuff that you may have heard about quote-unquote religion. And what I'm here to just interject and hopefully encourage you to understand is that it's not about religion. It's not about following a set of rules. It's about letting Jesus and His Word change and transform your heart and your mind. And you begin to think properly about life, period. I thought I knew how to love a woman back in my heyday. I thought I knew how to make money back in the heyday. But the real reality of it was I was a womanizer. I didn't really know how to love anybody because I didn't know love. And the Bible says God is love. And Jesus is the Word, which is God made flesh. He is love incarnate, and He wants to teach us how to properly love another human being. If you're out there and you're looking for love and you've been trying to figure out how to either receive it or how to bestow it, you can't do it without a sincere relationship with Christ, because He is the incarnation of love. And what He did on the cross for each and every one of our sins is the embodiment, is the perfect, is the ultimate picture of loving another person. And God wants to teach me how to do that for the fellow human beings we have on the earth. And so, like I said, it's not about religion and honoring some rules. Those things take care of itself once you understand the love of God for you. God truly does love you listening. He really loves me. He loves us all, and He wants us to experience that love. And in return, we want to express our love back to God by being obedient to His Word. So it's not about religion. It's really about a relationship with the risen Savior. And the world, especially, in my opinion, the black community, we need to see more men enraptured with the love of Christ. And that's what's going to change our community. That's what's going to change our generation. That's what's going to change our world when people really get an idea of what it means to love another human being. And you can't learn how to do that without Jesus. Real talk.
Amen. I want to ask you a couple questions real quick. The first question I want to ask you is, you know, for the audience that's listening to and the youngsters that are, you know, out there, especially in the region that you are in, what are some of the advice that you can give them that really helps you turn when you was in the fork in the road, the day that you turned? What really turned you? You know, you basically told us, but if we can intricately get in detail, because that's what we do on Mafia, no holds bars. Really talk about it. Really get in with it. What is
I didn't have like a quote unquote rock bottom experience like a lot of people I've run across. I mean, that happens. The Bible talks about the prodigal son who literally had to hit rock bottom before he looked up and came to his senses. Sometimes that happens. In my case, I was on my way to rock bottom. I was bank money in the bank. I had built a big $200,000 studio in my hometown. I was doing everything that I thought I had wanted to do. I was the picture of quote-unquote success in my community. But I knew I was not living right. I knew I wasn't treating people right. As I said, I dogged out my high school sweetheart. So somewhere along the way, my heart got changed for the evil way. And I forgot, I didn't even have a semblance of what love looked like anymore. Partying every day. And then I just had a moment where I just looked like, this ain't what I signed up to do music for. I didn't sign up to get high every day. At the end of that season of my life, I didn't even have fun making music anymore. I had performed, toured the country. I was performing with some of the South's biggest names. And I wasn't having fun making music anymore. And as I said, I looked at people around me, and I saw Pimp C doing a 5 to 7 year bid for foolishness. I saw DJ Screw drank himself to death. I saw Fat Pat get murdered. I saw all these guys that were quote unquote superstars and rap heavyweights in my region, I saw them get taken under, and I knew that if I was going in the same direction, and it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that if 4 or 5 people are doing the things that you are doing and they end up in a bad place, that you probably going to end up in a bad place too. And I didn't want to end up in a bad place, so I left. And the turning point in my search for love, for a better way, was to watch my wife honestly give me a sincere chance back. That was the first time in my whole life that somebody had showed me the grace of God, which goes back to what Brother Long was talking about, why we're supposed to be walking out the life of Christ in the earth, and we impact people's lives by how we live. And she lived that word out because she didn't have to give me a second chance. So that was the grace of God, and that literally blew my mind with that, was that this woman could give me a second chance after all I put her through. And I knew something was different about her. It got to be a God to give me a second chance. And then
I want to interject on that.
Go ahead.
I really want to interject on that, brother. And you said it all. One of the first places where Jesus did his miracle was at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get us to get it. He want us to be married to the Lord.
Amen.
Marriage. That means a virtuous wife is the next best thing to Christ.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And you know when I changed? Let me tell you when I changed. I just didn't get up and just said, I'm going to change. Like, bam.
Yeah.
Oh, it hit me. I'm good. I'm going to change for myself. When I changed is when I seen Christ in my wife.
Amen.
That's when I changed. All the years of me doing foul stuff, and you know what, the music industry tapped in, in the business for 25 years, traveled all over the world, over 80 million records. None of that didn't matter. The day I said, I'm through dogging my wife and family.
Amen.
That's when I found Christ.
Amen.
That's when I found God. And then I started reading on it, and God was trying to tell us. You know what I'm saying? Your wife right there. Why you think the Lord always was with Mary Magdalene?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why you think she would tell him her certain information that certain the disciples probably wouldn't even knew? It's because God, the female, is behind every successful man. Is a woman that's more powerful because she has the intuition. She has the nurturing spirit. So half the time, when your wife come at you, when she really love you, it's not that she's trying to talk against somebody else. It's that God gave her something that sometimes we so male chauvinistic and retarded to where we just didn't listen. It had to get to the point, brother, to where I just had to shut up and just listen to my wife. And then when I read, when God gave me the point, he gave me something to be able to see why marriage was very important and different other things like that, is because God all along was just bridging that gap. He wanted us to be bridged to the Lord. So that's why he laid down his life on Calvary's cross. And that's why He did the first blessing, really, of changing at a marriage, or it was a reception or something like that. It was something like that, and that's what helped change me. So to hear you say that your wife took you in like that and gave you a second chance, is that mean God gave you undeserved favor?
Crazy, crazy, but it's the truth. And, yeah, God has a special place for. He created the institution of marriage. It's very special. I mean, we as the body of Christ, we are called his bride. And
yes.
So marriage is special, and I didn't realize that in today's culture, how we downgrade the importance of people sticking together in marriage, that's a demonic assault on humanity. Because
speak on it.
Ephesians 5, my favorite chapter in the Bible. By the way, that's the namesake of the record company that I started. It's called E5 Entertainment. But Ephesians 5 tells us that the picture of a marriage, a man and woman in the earth, is a picture of Jesus' love for his church. So the devil wants to do everything to ruin that picture. He don't want that Kodak moment floating around in the earth in abundance, because people will subconsciously see Jesus' love for the church, and that'll attract people to Jesus. So when I got that revelation, I mean, praise God for a praying, virtuous woman, as I said earlier, because she was a Christian earlier and I wasn't, and she was married to me. I had her walk her life all over the place. She was stressed out all the time dealing with my foolishness, and for her to give me a second chance was just like remarkable. And she's still very influential as we grow together in Christ, very instrumental in my spiritual growth. A lot of things that the enemy doesn't want men to understand is that you learn a lot about yourself when you have to learn how to function within the confines of a marriage. I mean, good things. You learn good things, how to be a good human, in the confines of a marriage. And the enemy don't want a man to learn that. There's a lot of stuff about being a man that I wouldn't have learned by being out there playing the field with 4, 5, 6, 7 different women. You playing games out there, you ain't really being real with yourself. Playing games, being characters to this person and that person. When you in a marriage and you committed to the death do you part, you got to learn some things about yourself, stuff like self-control, learning how to handle your mouth, and that's really the mark of a person who truly loves another person. The enemy doesn't want you to learn that. And I've learned a lot of that in my serious commitment to Christ within the confines of this marriage, and I'm forever grateful for that. That's one of the reasons why I'm turning into the man that I am. So I want to encourage anybody out there who is thinking that marriage is for suckers. Nah, real men get married and get committed and learn how to be faithful to their wives. That's God talk. That's real talk right there.
Right, I totally agree with you. And it's, in today's society, Satan done flipped it upside down. He made it to where love is looked at as a word of square, or marriage is looked at as a word of square, or praising God over above all what I just said is square. Let me tell you something. It's the best thing in your life when you can praise God and you're blessed with a virtuous woman and you know your assignment. You know, that's what it's about. When you able to go ahead and incorporate what God did for you at a time to where you could not do it for yourself. You know, at the, you know, it's sometimes that I'll be alone in my own room and I just got tears of joy.
Amen.
And sometimes my wife just come in and be like, well, what's wrong? What happened? I said, nothing ain't happened. God is so good. I can't
Amen.
Help it. You know, I can, you know, we could play the tough role all day and, you know, and this and that and keep a game face on. But let me tell you something. God wants to come in and soften up your heart, not soften up your who you are as a soldier, because
right.
we are soldiers. We fight the good fight of faith, for faith is the substance of things so hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So like you said, that's attached to that next thing. That's that next sentence, Ephesians 5, is Ephesians 6, the whole body of armor. You know,
Amen.
You put it on us, and they are part of our armor, fam. It's like they are going to be able to tell us, that person tripping. And we got to be able to control our emotions. Those that, it said in the proverb, those that slow to anger are them too looking for wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't rebuke a fool. You can rebuke a wise person, and he becomes more wiser. And it's like I learned, and it's a process. I learned over the years, brother DMD, how to just be quiet, shut up sometimes.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You talk yourself out of a blessing, and you know that. So I'll encourage anybody out there who have a virtuous woman out there and different things like that is to, you know, put down your pride and ego. You know,
hey man,
if
I can get involved in this, because you brothers is just, you know what I'm saying, we got that story, man, because you know me, Coke, you know what I'm saying, back in the day when I first got on, man, I was wild, bro, you know, and I did my, you know, my son's mother, I ruined the family, you know what I mean, and ended up, you know, meeting my wife out after that relationship, and getting married and leaving, you know, the streets behind, bro, that, like, really gave me such a great balance on the game and on life. Like you said, you learn self-control. You know, me and my wife, you know, performed together. So we'd be in the club. I had to train my eyes, you know what I'm saying? And as a man, sometimes that's hard to do, but it was out of respect for her. And when it comes to, you know, my relationship with God, I always knew him, was raised, you know, and taught about him by my father. But, you know, it was her that, her faith, like, I mean, she stayed in her Bible, you know what I'm saying, all the time, TBN on the TV, and she used to tithe, you know what I mean, and tithe in a not poverty, but just in not the greatest of positions, but she would tell me, this is how I stay blessed, is because I tithe, you know, it don't matter if she get a $5 cool. check, man, it was going, and I used to be, you know, the hustler trying to make money, like, you crazy, we got a bill, you sending this money to this church, and, you know, I really, you know, I wasn't against God, but I just wasn't grown up enough in Christ to understand tithing until I watched my wife do it faithfully, and then I started going to church, and, you know what I'm saying, coming home, and like, babe, I hope you ain't mad, but the spirit movement, I dropped 200 today. You know what I mean? But she would never like beef with me about that. You know what I mean? Because she's like, you gave it to God, ain't no better place to give it. So, it's, you know, like you
Amen.
Said, that virtuous woman, not a perfect woman, because there's nobody on this earth that's perfect, but a woman that loves God, it ain't nothing like it, because they can have an influence on their man, and they supposed to. God gave them to us as a helpmate. Well, they help us to understand the love of Christ, you know what I mean, because they stick with us
Hallelujah.
Through some bullshit. Excuse my language, but
God,
you know
good.
We all got that same story where we didn't put our women through some bullshit, and, you know, they exemplified the love of Christ by sticking with us and giving us those chances to get right.
And so I just wanted to add that to the conversation. And, you know, my wife passed away, so I definitely know what I had. You feel me? And, you know, raising my daughters by myself now, I definitely, you know, appreciate, if I didn't appreciate it before, everything that she did, you know, for this household and what she was the anchor of this house. You know what I mean? I might have been, you know, the financial go-getter, but keeping this house together, bro, that was all hers. And I'd be running around here crazy, like, how did she do it? You know what I mean? Washing
clothes. But I want to encourage you, Brother Justify, because you are in an, a very important position as a man of faith. I mean, we need to go overboard encouraging more men in the faith for sure, but encouraging men to consider a relationship with Christ, because that's a rarity nowadays. The enemy has, I mean, part of his trick back in the day, running from the Lord, not thinking the, Jesus was the answer. But for you and your situation, dude, I encourage you, I applaud you for everything you just said. What an awesome testimony, and your job of raising some kids. I don't know, you said two children. Raising your kids, man, that's a big job. And I just want you to know that I salute you, bro. I salute you, bro, and be praying that you continue to allow the Spirit to lead you as you keep growing and being an example for the next generation, because they need us. They need us. They
yeah,
need
that's
you.
What God is for, you know what I mean? Like, I can see it wasn't, you know, really until after she passed. Like I said, we were very heavy, you know, in the music and doing a lot of moving. And, you know, we encouraged couples because they was like, wow, how awesome is that? A husband and a wife on stage, like, getting it in together. You know what I mean? Like, we come to the club together. We lead a club together. We, you know, to even to where it was like, and I ain't saying it wasn't perfect. We go through things, you know, we went through things just like every other couple, but it was like just encouraging to other people. And, it was unfortunate that a lot of people didn't come out and, you know, say how that marriage and that, you know, situation that we had going on was encouraging to them until, you know, she passed away. You know what I mean? I wish, you know, she could have heard, you know, some of the things that people had to say about what they saw in us and how it, you know, made them cling to their mate a little bit closer and a little bit tighter. You know what I mean? We had, you know, couples would come to our show, husband and wife, like, you know what I mean? We was repping for marriage in a real way. And I'm like,
amen.
You said, the devil doesn't want that. He doesn't want, you know, people to see something good. You know what I mean? Not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to stress, not perfect, because people get it twisted, man. It's not about perfection. It's about grace. Because if we became perfect, then we might have a tendency to fall into thinking that I did this, I did that.
Amen.
No, we deserve nothing that we got coming. You know what I mean? But it's that God has grace and he has love and compassion for us, that despite our wrongs, he'll still lay his life down for us. And that's just what, you know, here at Mafia, that's what we want to put out there, man, because, you know, we still kick it. We hang around the thuggest of the thuggest. I kick it with pimps. I kick it with gangsters. I kick it with hustlers. But then they see how we carry ourselves and see that we know how to say no, or see that we know how to walk away from certain things. And they might not say it in front of us to protect the macho, but trust me, when they go home at night, they're like, man, did you see Cocaine and Justified? Like, them dudes different now. You know
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
Like, they're with us, but they're different now. And too many Christians have a tendency of coming out of, you know, their turmoil and finding this peace and accepting this grace, but then turn their nose up at the brother that is where they were at and won't go pull them out. You feel me? We have that's really the only thing that God require of us, is to be fishers of men. Once you found the bait and bit onto it and got hooked, you got to go back and share that with your people. Otherwise, you haven't done your assignment. You know
amen.
What I mean? So it's accountability.
Teach,
and
respect. Church here today, man. Amen. Amen. For anybody out there listening, Brother Justify just summed it up. That is our duty. Our duty, once is to continue growing in grace, growing in faith, growing in the knowledge of the King and the kingdom, and then get out here in the streets and expand God's kingdom in the earth. God is looking for kingdom expansion workers. So how we do that, we go back and we live in front of people the gospel. We live it out. We show them self-control. We ain't got to beat people up with the head with scriptures and da-da-da. You don't have to. You live it out in front of them. And like he says, then they go back behind closed doors and they wonder, man, how you changed. That's probably the most impactful testimony a person can have to an unbeliever is their life. So if God wants us to be kingdom-minded, focused, kingdom expansion focused, then that's what I'm about. I'm about going back to the hoods. That's kind of what I'm about right now. I started a radio show that plays Christian rap. It's called the Life Radio Show, and we've been playing it here in Houston on the FM station that's given us the opportunity to do that, and in the process, going out and having to do ministry and outreach as a result of it, and we ain't got to beat people up. We tell people a testimony, let them know what God is doing in our lives, and then we live out our lives in front of them, and it's impact that I've seen it with my own eyes, probably Brother Cocaine, can and you justify it. Attest to it. When you live the gospel in front of people, it ultimately speaks volumes for God. You ain't got to do a whole bunch of Bible pounding. You just live out the gospel wherever you are. Right, live out the love of Christ right where you are, and lives will be impacted. And that's how we fish. We bring people in. That's how we expand God's kingdom. People see God through the fruit of the Spirit operating in your life, manifesting in your life, and then they want to pick that fruit. And then they're going to come and ask you, hey, how you get to be the way you are? And then you tell them about Jesus, and you bring them into the kingdom so that Jesus can do the same thing for them. So I applaud you, man. That's our duty, to go out and make disciples all over the earth, starting in the hood. That's where I'm at. I'm in the hoods right now.
Hey, well, what we want to do right now, we want to, I'm going to take the opportunity since I'm, you know, playing DJ over here. I want to go into this record, and I want you to, you know, let me know how it make you feel. And, you know, we need to partner up, and really everybody that got this voice, and definitely us and music, come together. And, power is in the unity. Unity is power, and that's one of the movements that we got going on with the Buddy Boy Entertainment team is, you know what I'm saying, Unity is Power movement. But this, I'm going to go into some music, and we're going to come back and chop it up some more with you, DMD, and those callers that, you know, get the courage to dial in and press that one button. This is my new single right here coming out. It came out August 5th. It's on iTunes. Y'all go grab that. This is Justified Blessed.
World West Media.
Yeah. All right.
Feeling real blessed.
All right.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be laid on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith, still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor reigns fair, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids, having kids. Too many Brendas having babies. It's so crazy all in this biz. Right. Lord, tell me why you sent me. How could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging all my profession. Right. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint. I'm just trying to put some paint where all it ain't. Right. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the all hate. Right. It's never too late. In fact, you can start today. Start to pray. Let the old you wither all away. Right. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains right. true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains right. true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already.
Here we are, arrived at the last part of my album. And you know I have to touch on something real, real deep. They don't know what it's like to walk in your shoes. Testimony, like Hill Street Blues. A ghetto child is born with no state of mind. Mother's eyes as he's embraced with a hug, and that's the very first time that he knows and feels love. Innocence of a child is pure imperfection until he go and meet pain. It's like an infection. Now his innocence, God took him out of earth.
He really felt love.
till it hit close to home. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, that you're not alone. I used to think to myself, how can God love me and let me go through so much harm? When all along, he was carrying me in his arms. Now I claim the victory and give it to the Most High with glory. And when the world hear me speak, I got a cold-ass testimony to help someone. For love is the key. And that kid I'm talking about, that kid is me.
Just giving y'all a little bit of that inspiration coming out of the Buddy Boy Entertainment Camp. I was justified with Blessed and the legendary Cocaine with What It's Like to Be Me. You heard it here on Mafia Radio. We still got the big homie DJ DMD in the building. We still got my Cocaine in the building. And it's another lovely situation going on here at Mafia. If y'all listening in online and y'all want to join the conversation, 646-200-4945. For those of you that are already on hold in the queue, press that one button if you got something you want to say, and we'll bring you on to say it. Another definitely great show. Definitely enjoying our guest, DMD, and his testimony, man. And just to
hey, man,
you know
the joints.
I ain't the Lone Ranger. We all, you know what I'm saying, go through things.
I love those joints, man. I got to
those,
man. You got to get them to me for my radio show.
Man, already done deal. We're going to connect behind the scenes. I have your information here in the call queue. If it's okay to reach out to you, I'll go through Todd or Dyer, but we definitely, you know, want to line that up. And I salute you for, you know, having that format on FM. That's, you know, that's big. We, you know, doing what we're doing here on Blog Talk, but we're looking, you know, for God to grow this, because he didn't give us this vision without having the provision. So we know that we're going to expand our territory and get Mafia out there.
Amen. And I guess that's a cold segue to talk about the whole noise in the music industry for the listeners who may be unaware of how big it is. But there is becoming a market for good, positive, life-speaking rap music in business now. And I don't know if y'all ever heard of cats like Lecrae and Reach Records. You familiar with those guys?
I have heard those names, yes. I'm familiar, and I know they're some of the best. Lecrae is always, you know, a name that comes up. But what I think, you know, is so important, and it really, we have to stop putting God in a box. We can't keep labeling stuff, you know, gospel rap, Christian rap. It just has to be music and carry those fruits, you know what I'm saying, to where it's positive, it's uplifting, it's informational. Everything is not, you know, has to be, you know, we know where our grace come from, but we don't have to beat them to death with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in our music. We just display those fruits of the Spirit. If you're talking about love and peace and happiness and, you know, keeping it clean, that's more than enough, you know, to do your part. You know, sometimes in the gospel rap, you know, the rappers want to, you know, they don't have a pulpit, so they want to preach over a beat. I'm not trying to preach to nobody. I'm just trying to be a testimony to everybody. And I think that's important, you know, to break God out of that box to where we have to, you know, just like you said with religion. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. And if you have a relationship with God and you make music, there's no way that's not going to come out if you're keeping it real.
If you're keeping it real. And that's one of the things that Reach Records and Lecrae and his whole camp are trying to get the whole gospel music scene out of, let's see, exactly what you're saying, because we all feel the same, that the kingdom of God, Romans 14:17 says, is righteousness, peace, and joy. And if we are just exhibiting that in our music, that is gospel music. So stuff like Lecrae and them are attempting to do now are stuff to break it out of that box. Christian rap has been around for 15, 20 years, and a lot of it largely was about preaching literal, you know, scriptures and Bible teaching on Rap Records. But throughout the course of its growth, people are getting a revelation that we could do more, have more of an impact by not coining it back. So I'm part of a movement down here, down south, called Operation Clean Up Hip Hop. And that's really all I'm about. I'm a Christian first, and I want to bring people into the kingdom of God. But if my influence can impact somebody to make a positive change in their lives, I'm doing my job as well. So a lot of my music, you know, we call the kind of music that we play on the Life Radio Show, we call it contemporary urban gospel music. We don't call it gospel. People call it Christian rap or whatever. We say, whatever you want to call it, just know this, you won't call it whack. That kind of music, positive hip-hop, life-speaking, love-centered hip-hop, it ain't whack no more. And, you know, a lot of us in the streets who grew up with gangster rap records, we thought all of those types of records were corny. But they ain't corny no more. A lot of that stuff bangs harder than the secular music, the mainstream rap. So I'm on a mission to give that type of music, the type of music that I just got through hearing, Blessed From You. I mean, that's a rocking joint, dude. You got flow. That stuff need to be heard. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm going to give it
a platform. So I'm trying to just kind of like mobilize an effort to give people to just research the music. You can start off calling it Christian rap, but I think once people start to dig into the artists that are out there, there's an artist in the Bay Area from Sacramento named Seven. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him before. Seven?
Yeah, little light-skinned. Seven.
Yeah, Seven is a beast. The guy that rapped on 25 Bibles, his name is Bizzle. He's actually from Cali. He migrated to H-Town, and that's how we hooked up. Bizzle is one of Christian rap's, quote-unquote, biggest names. He has a movement called the God Over Money Movement. But it's a lot of cats that's doing kind of more hoodish street hardcore Christian rap, if you will, that's geared to testifying to the streets. And people like Lecrae and Andy Mineo and Reach Records, they are opening doors for our type of hip-hop. That's what I'm calling it, our type of a new version of hip-hop. So I want to applaud you, Justify, for putting your feet to your faith by going in the studio, taking your time, and writing a song, producing a song that's glorifying and edifying people versus tearing them down. And the more artists that we can influence and inspire to do records like that, the better the game going to be, the better the hood going to be, the better the nation's going to get turned. You know what I'm saying? So you right. We don't have to speak Jesus, Jesus on every line in every song. We ain't got to quote scriptures on every line in every song. I will say this. If the Holy Spirit blesses somebody to be able to do it in such a great way, praise God. It's a gang of rappers that do that. But that ain't a requirement to make God-centered music. You know, God just wants you to make a positive impact in the lives of another human being. And good love song, if you can make a good street-telling song, find people, encouraging them to do better, praise God, do that too. We need records like that. I'm tired of gang, gang, bang, bang. You and cocaine and everybody, I didn't know the power of our words before I got saved. I used to say the stuff like 25 lighters, I used to say that it's just music, you know, that it ain't going to affect nobody. But the truth is, our words do affect everybody. They affect ourselves, and they affect the people around me. And if you bombard your spirit, your soul, with a whole bunch of foolishness, ultimately you're going to make foolish decisions. And we see that played out in the world, partly the result of the entertainment and the stuff that people put in their spirits. So if we can give them an alternative and just put positive vibes over our beats and let that stuff marinate in people's spirits, that could change not only us, but the listener, and then the community, and then the families. So I understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's the truth, because my life is a testament of that. Before I made gangster rap records, I was a nerd, computer science nerd in high school. But I fell in love with gangster rap, and I started bombarding my head with gangster rap music. And before I knew it, I was talking gangster. I was rapping gangster. And before I knew it, I was influencing multitudes of people to do foolish things. To this day, when I go do prison ministry, and I'm in Texas prisons, and they see and they find out who I am, and I ask them, have they heard 25 Lighters on the Dresser? 80% of the people put their hands up. But they don't get the correlation between what they were listening to and where they are currently. They don't think it's a connection. And I'm here to tell people it is a connection. The Bible says, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak it. You put enough of that garbage in your head, it's going to come out of your mouth. And the Bible says, if it comes out of your mouth, it can guide your life. That's the book of James. James 3, chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. If you put the stuff in your head, it's going to come out of your mouth. If it comes out of your mouth, it's going to guide your decisions. And I didn't know that. But when I got saved and I got the revelation, understanding that, and I started changing what I put on my head, I started changing what came out of my mouth, and I started changing my life. And that's a God, you know, so that's the biggest testimony I can encourage anybody that's listening, that you can. If you don't like where your life is currently, check what you're putting in your brain. Check what's coming out of your mouth. And I bet you there's a connection between where you at and what you're putting in your head. If you're putting garbage in your head, your life may end up in garbage. If you change that, put positive stuff in your head, positive stuff will come out of your mouth, and watch your life change in a positive direction. So I salute you, man. I got to get those records so I can play them on my show, Justified. Real talk.
All right, we're going to send that over to you ASAP, sir. Like I said, we'll connect after the show and get emails going, and we'll get you over over that music, most definitely, most definitely. But it's been a blessing, you know, to have you on the show and sharing your testimony. Big salute to Dyer Lasky and Ty Davis for, you know, lining that up and making it, you know, possible. And we were supposed to have you last week, and we had some difficulties while we were on the road doing some things at the Hip Hop Awards. But definitely glad that you were patient with us and came back this week, you know, to get it in. It's been a blessed show. What you think, Brother Cope?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting back listening, man. Your testimony and where you've been, I definitely, you know, I relate to that, fam. And may God continue to have success and reach a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, global. I have, when God tells me certain, I'm here to relay it. Man, God got your ministry, not only just in Texas, but as a global ministry, brother. You're finna touch a lot of lives, brother. So, you know, we are both encouraged with each other to just forth the Lord, and God don't make no mistakes. We do, but he never make no mistakes. And God bless you, brother.
I received that, and I definitely got to hook up with you, Brother Cocaine, because it's going to be awesome. I'd love to have you. We got to put some work in, man. We got to put some work in. Let's. We're going to exchange. I gotta do a record with Cocaine, man. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. Man, well, let's do it. And all those brothers that you name, I was good friends. You know, back in the days, we was out there a lot with Mean Green at the box.
Wow.
You know, that's my big bro right there. And, you know, it's just a trip. Seeing Pimp C, Pat, and Screw, one of the first records that I ever heard from him, he screwed my record, No Pain, No Gain.
Classic.
And it's like all those classic, you know, hits, and for you to be able to come out of that, because we're not so different than the next person that's laying in the pine boxes. God I think that God had the same favor that he has for basically all of us. But the thing is what God do, certain things are so mystic you cannot ask the question. You just have to have faith. And you can't ask why all the time. Why not me? Why you couldn't take me and you took that person who never did do half the bad things I did. But see, God don't make no mistakes. And it's for us to just keep it humble and know that this is not the last stop.
Amen.
This is not the last stop. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying? It is, thing is in heaven, brother.
It is such thing as a hell. Satan didn't create hell. God prepared a place for him to do
it. For him.
For him, God did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like God made Satan. It's like God made us all. But see, by his grace and his grace alone, that's what was the embodiment. And for those that don't understand, you know, it's just like this. Like, and I know you can relate to this, Brother DMD. You know, through slavery and different other things with no reparation and still no true reparation to this day. We had Megar Evans. You had Sojourner Truth. You had Harry Tugman. You had Rosa Parks. You had all these cats that were part of the civil rights. But see, Martin Luther King was the embodiment of all that. You know what I'm saying? That came out of it. So in retrospect to what I'm saying about the civil rights movement, Jesus Christ was the embodiment of the Father in the physical, as well as him being, you know, the Holy Spirit descending after John Baptist, you know, definitely did his thing with our Lord and Savior. But see, that's what Jesus was trying to teach us. He said the greatest love in the world is one and not to lay down for a friend. For I said this myself, one soul is measured by what they do for others and not themselves. That's why he was always caring for us, helping us, because he was trying to let us know the biggest leadership is in stewardship, is in helping, is in service. And that's where we are, brother, is to stay encouraged by just love, man. Love
Amen.
Is so simple. It's so complex. It's like you can read all the Bibles, and I know scriptures. You can read all the Bibles eloquently back and forth, back and through, and a person that don't know one lick of scripture can go to it, can be like a child, can come into the Lord's hands, and the Lord will instantly say to that child, you are going to heaven. And the Lord will turn around and tell even the ones that he appointed. He's like, y'all ain't getting to heaven arguing who's on first, who's going to heaven first. And see, my blessing comes in just helping people, brother. And sometimes I feel like, and I know you can relate, I feel like, God, you want me to help, but then at a time when I need something and I'm you want me to be resilient, and then nothing happens. And then you want me to do this, and then it's not coming out the way that I thought it would come out. You understand? But see, God don't make mistakes. He tests our faith. That's what it's about. When doors was closed and different things like that, all he was doing, it was testing our faith. When your faith is tested, it builds up resilience. You create technique on how to build a personal relationship with God. When all these people are not celebrating you, when your money is low, when people that you thought would be in your corner and just disown you, even from, you know, personal family members, God is always there, and he's been always trying to train us how to operate in faith. Now, the way he trains us is unlikely to our own understanding, because ain't no sugarcoating with God. When he needs you to go through something, to get through something, he will allow you to go through it, to get through it. But he's telling us, you guys are diamonds. And the only way a diamond can be made, oh, glory to God, is through pressure. Because pressure only can make a diamond. Oh, glory to God. But he delivered us so that way he can take the pressure off of us, because it was done on Calvary's cross. See, a lot of people worry and stress over nothing, not even knowing the victory is done, even though the battle is about to be done. And that's what it's about. It's not about judging, but it's about saying think different, because your attitude determines your altitude. And if you change your approach the way the Lord wants you to, you'll find out, oh, my God, if only I had a camera on myself. I was tripping. It wasn't that person that I thought was tripping over here. Because the worst battle in the world is not even your enemy, is yourself. Oh, glory to God. You know, so for you to overcome yourself, brother, it is only that the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That God
Amen.
Gave us deserved favor, brother, and it's undeserved. Whenever people around start thinking they deserve, that's the way I am. Some people come to me, brother, and be like, man, you own so much stuff, but you act so cool. I said, glory to God, because when people think they deserve it, that's when they kick God out the driver's seat. You can only earn, but only God and the Lord deserves it. Oh, hallelujah.
Well, you preaching, man. You preaching. We got to hook up, man. It's been an honor, man. Thank y'all for having me. I love to hear the music. I'm looking forward to what this relationship is going to turn into. But I'm thankful for the privilege. Can I just give out some information on how? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we with you, bro. I'm just sitting back listening. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a great show.
I just want if anybody wants to get in touch with DJ DMD out of H-Town. For music, to holler at me for whatever. I'm on Twitter at DJ DMD. On Facebook, I'm the DJ DMD. Or you could go to my website, e5entertainment.com. Check out my video, The 25 Bibles. Check out my testimonial. Leave me an email message. Hook up with me. And I love to introduce as many people as I can to this life-changing version of hip-hop. It's a ton of good stuff out there. I'm currently working on an album. I just finished a mixtape for a real popular quote-unquote Christian rapper out here in Houston that used to be a hardcore gangster rapper, and he gave his life to Christ a year ago as a result of being influenced by some of the stuff I've done, and his mixtape is coming out real soon. People will hear about it, but I love to just connect with folks and be a part of expanding God's kingdom in the earth, man. And appreciate the connect, appreciate the opportunity, man. And y'all keep doing what you're doing, man. Expanding the kingdom over there in the Bay Area. Praise God. Holler at me if you need me. I'm here.
I got you, man. Like I said, I got your number, and I just went and liked your DJ DMD page on Facebook. I want to get your you know, your personal page so we can interact through that message box. I like to get my messages on Facebook. That's how I connect with my people. But definitely it's been another great show here on Mafia. We're winding down to the last 2 minutes. They over there waving the flag, letting me know that we got to wind it up. Hey, Coke, it's been a blessing, you know, again to share this format with you, brother. And definitely it was great to, you know, to be with you these past couple of days, Friday night's performance and, you know, hanging out all day yesterday, bro. You know how I feel about you, man. God sent you into my life over 15 years ago for a time like now. And we on like Donkey Kong and his son, Junior.
Yeah, glory to God. All glory to God. And what a privilege it was to be able to listen to the brother DMD. And we're going to continue this mission to go ahead and get it. The thing of this is, and to sum it up, is that through our music, we're breaking traditional gospel. You know what I'm saying? Because traditional is kind of pushing some of it to be carnal and shelling out hip-hop, which hip-hop is the biggest form of music to influence these kids. So we want to talk the kids' language. Get them out of the tradition. Let's get out of our comfort zone and get into the streets where the kids are at so we can reel them into the church. And what an honor it is for Brother DMD. Y'all make sure y'all go support the brother. He has definitely something to say, a global ministry. Man, it's been an honor on Mafia Radio, and at the end of the day, all the glory goes to the Lord.
Amen to that. We want to thank all our listeners that always tune in and support Mafia Radio, whether it be online or through your phone using the blog talk. We definitely appreciate you. It's only right that I take this out with that 25 Bibles, giving it one more play on here. It won't be the last play, just the last play for today, but we would definitely be having that in rotation here on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. Salute to everybody that joined us. We'll be back 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Die 4 Radio. It's Mafia Radio, and we at y'all next week.
God bless.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real.
Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMDM back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. I got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles to get us like a billion, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized a classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, smashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God and repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
Love it, man.
To the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop man gave me a vision man. Took me from a fool to a sold out fisherman. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Kicker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved.
Love it, man.
That's how we do it. DMB, Young Bizzle, King Jesus, Third Coast.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real.